Today, however, this ancient survival tool sometimes misfires, leading to what we now call overthinking. Instead of worrying about the lion hiding in the bushes, we're fretting over a social media post or a tricky email. But understanding the science behind this tendency can help us manage it more effectively. The prefrontal cortex is the part of the brain responsible for higher-order thinking, planning, decision-making, and, yes, overthinking. This region of the brain is more developed in humans than in any other species, which is why we're capable of such complex thought processes. But this advanced cognitive ability comes at a cost, the tendency to ruminate. When you overthink, your prefrontal cortex is working overtime, trying to predict every possible outcome of a situation. This can be exhausting, but it also means you're thoroughly considering all your options. Rather than seeing this as a negative, recognize it as a sign of your brain's exceptional capabilities. Overthinking is also linked to the brain's fight or flight response. When faced with a perceived threat, the amygdala, another part of the brain, triggers a surge of adrenaline, preparing you to either confront the danger or run away. In modern life, these threats are often psychological rather than physical, such as the fear of making a wrong decision or being judged by others. As a result, your brain goes into overdrive, analyzing every possible outcome in an attempt to protect you. Understanding this connection can help you reframe overthinking as a natural response rather than a flaw. By acknowledging that your brain is simply trying to keep you safe, you can start to manage these thought patterns more effectively. Now that we've established that overthinking isn't all bad, let's look at some practical ways to harness this superpower. With a few adjustments, you can transform your overthinking into a force for good, turning potential pitfalls into opportunities for growth and creativity. One of the biggest challenges with overthinking is knowing when to stop. It's easy to get lost in a loop, going over the same thoughts again and again without reaching a conclusion. To prevent this, try setting a time limit for your reflections. Give yourself 10 minutes to think through a problem, and then make a decision or move on to something else. This can help you avoid getting stuck in an endless cycle of analysis.